Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is episode number 123, why you should know and learn about your weaknesses.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.
Last week on the podcast, we talked about your strengths and why you should know about these things and get to know them better. The more you know about your strengths, the more you can emphasize these. And a lot of times these will be things that throughout our lives, we've actually been a little bit ashamed of because they are our strengths after all, right? So people around us know us for these strengths, and sometimes they get really annoyed when we overuse these things that we're really good at. That makes a lot of sense because we're known for those things. Maybe we're extroverted and we're very outgoing and we're friendly to everyone and people get tired of that who know us. Or maybe we have an excellent memory and we happen to know everything. And when we bring up all the details, when not everyone wants to hear about the details, that might bother them. But in general, if we can know about and learn our strengths, as I shared with you last week on the podcast, that's a really good thing. When we're in the workplace or when we're in a professional career of any kind, a lot of times we look at our weaknesses and we think we need to improve them. It's a longer gap to go from raising one of our weaknesses all the way up into the strength range than it is to take a strength and make it even better. Now, if you think about your strengths professionally, these are things that are really good to have. In fact, you can contribute these strengths in many different ways in the workplace. So knowing about your strengths is very important to feeling happy because you have something to offer that you're actually really good at already. Let's talk about those weaknesses now. One of the reasons why I really love to help people recognize their weaknesses is that when we know what our weaknesses are and we start to realize they've always been our weaknesses, we can simply acknowledge them. This means we no longer have to go around trying to lift them all the way up into the strength range or feeling bad that these weaker parts of us are not perfect and amazing like someone else. Instead, we can acknowledge those things and remember how human we are. Now, if you really want to work on your weaknesses, that's a fine thing to do. I'm not discouraging that, and I'm not against it at all. I do think it's important to improve in areas we need to. However, if something is truly a weakness and we learn about it and we look over our past and realize, yes, it really has been a weakness for a very long time, instead of trying to change it right away, why not just have some self-compassion for that weak area and understand that maybe it's not your best trait? And maybe that's a great reason to be humble about it and reach out to others for help in that particular area. Now, there's one strength that a colleague of mine has that happens to be at the bottom end of my weakness area. And she is incredibly good at this strength. And at first, when we knew each other early in our relationship years ago, I used to think that she was kind of judging me for not being great in this area. And later on, I realized it's one of her top strengths. It's a gift she has. And she started to learn that it was definitely not one of mine. In fact, she learned what some of my strengths really are. And we've now since begun appreciating each other quite a bit in these areas where we're different. And at the same time, I have certain strengths that she doesn't have that are actually weak areas for her. So we can be complementary, we can help each other, but learning about and acknowledging weaknesses in reality is not a cop-out. It can be a place where a load is lifted, a burden is lifted off your shoulders, especially if you thought all this time that you needed to raise that weakness as far as possible. Now, one of the ways that we can find out what our weaker areas are is to take an assessment that ranks all these different types of traits. One of my favorite is the VIA Character Strength Survey. I like the VIA Character Strength Survey because everyone has all of these strengths, we just have them in different proportions. And some of those things at the bottom of the scale really are far from our top strengths. I know that my bottom five I can acknowledge and now not feel super disappointed about. I can just recognize that, yeah, those don't come naturally to me. When I want to use those traits, I have to work at it. I have to be really conscious and intentional about it. And it's totally fine that they don't come naturally to me. I can still use those traits. I just have to be a lot more attentive when I'm doing that. And those things in my top areas, I have to also be very aware of so I don't overdo them and I don't put them in people's faces all the time and really just overdo one or two of my strengths. The VIA Character Strength Survey is free. It's available on the internet. It's a lot of fun to check out and see what your strengths and weaker areas are. Now, you got your top five strengths and you got your bottom five, what they're calling on this survey, lesser strengths. And then you've got this whole range of things in between. And these things in between can be things that you do sometimes. Maybe they're strong for you sometimes. Maybe they're strong for you just occasionally. Some of the ones right up next to those top five might actually be things you just are great at all the time. And that's totally fine. But some of those things near the bottom, probably you're not going to be. So take a look at the VIA character strengths when you have a chance and consider what's really not in your top area. And give yourself a little bit of slack, a little bit of space not to try too hard in those areas for a little while, and also some understanding for people who really are great at those things. You know, the subconscious brain is a pretty crazy thing. Sometimes we meet people and dislike them because they're strong in our weaker areas. Or the flip version could be true. Maybe they're weak in our strong areas. The areas at the top of your VIA character strength survey happen to be things that you value also. So let's just say somebody has honesty at the top of theirs and someone else comes along and honesty is one of the lesser strengths near the bottom. It's possible that you might have a hard time working with that person and not really know why. Like there's something about what they care about that just doesn't quite match up with what you think is important. Or maybe kindness is in your top five, and for someone else, kindness is near the bottom. And you do all these thoughtful, kind little gestures, and maybe you even make homemade greeting cards, and you give them to people, and they just don't return them. They don't reciprocate. They don't make greeting cards for you and give them back to you. And after a while, you start to wonder what's wrong with these people. Well, what's wrong isn't really wrong at all. In fact, they're good at something else. Maybe kindness is at the bottom of their strengths. Now, it's one thing to be thoughtful and kind and remember, oh yes, I should return something, but it's a whole nother thing for it to be one of your top strengths. We really do take for granted those things that are our strengths that may not be strong for other people. And it's so important for us to acknowledge that we do have unique gifts, talents, and abilities. And the more we notice them and celebrate those for ourselves, the more we can grow into them and be really comfortable with them and use them when those strengths are needed. If you're in a setting where someone needs to demonstrate a certain type of strength and you have that strength, this gives you permission, right? When you know what they are. But likewise, if someone really needs to be diligent and careful about their work and it's at the bottom of your strengths, might not be the best job to volunteer for, unless it's just a short-term learning opportunity. If that's going to be your long-term career, it's going to be an uphill climb and it might be not as enjoyable as a better suited job. So think about your strengths, check it out, and give yourself that understanding that when you look at your weaknesses, It's okay to have them. No one's ever going to be perfect. And the more we recognize we have weaknesses and we can accept them and give ourselves a little bit of space, the more we have the room to grow should we want to develop them. And the more compassion we can have for others when they're not perfect either. Well, those are the thoughts about acknowledging, appreciating, and knowing about your weaknesses. I'm Bethany Hansen from drbcoach.com, and I want to encourage you to live your best life this week, and that means living into your strengths and just doing a little better every day.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.